Mumbai. British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer met his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi in Mumbai during his first official visit to India. The meeting took place as Sir Keir led the largest ever UK trade delegation to India, more than 100 chief executives, entrepreneurs, university leaders, and cultural figures, for a two-day mission aimed at expanding economic, educational, and technological cooperation between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi described the visit as historic, noting that it follows the landmark UK-India trade agreement signed in July. The discussions focused on strengthening commercial partnerships, promoting sustainable growth, and building closer strategic ties in the Indo-Pacific region. In a joint statement, Sir Keir said the talks addressed the need for a just and lasting peace in Ukraine, stability and security in the Indo-Pacific, and deeper collaboration on climate and energy, including ending dependence on fossil fuels. India, which has maintained close ties with Russia, continues to purchase Russian oil and gas despite Western sanctions. Modi, who has called himself a friend of President Putin, reiterated his stance that the Ukraine conflict should end through dialogue and diplomacy. Sir Keir also expressed support for India's long-standing aspiration to secure a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council, calling on the global community to recognize India's growing role as a responsible and influential power. The issue of Jagdeep Singh Johal, a British national detained in India since 2017 without conviction, was also raised. Sir Keir said his government continues to address the case at every level, following appeals from Johal's family for stronger action to secure his release. Arriving in Mumbai, Sir Keir received a warm welcome, with streets lined with banners and portraits featuring both leaders. During the visit, he announced that more UK universities will establish campuses in India, in a move projected to inject £50 million into the British economy. The University of Lancaster and University of Surrey have already been granted approval, joining the University of York, University of Aberdeen, and Queen's University Belfast, which are expected to open campuses next year. I'm delighted that more Indian students will be able to access world-class British education while strengthening the bonds between our countries, Sir Keir said, emphasizing education as a pillar of the UK-India partnership. The Prime Minister also met Nandan Nilekani, the architect of India's Aadhaar digital ID system, to discuss Britain's plans to introduce a similar identification system for verifying employment eligibility. The proposal has faced domestic resistance, with more than 2.8 million people signing a petition against the measure, though Downing Street insists it will help curb illegal employment. The UK government said the UK-India trade deal has already generated £1 billion in investment and created nearly 7,000 jobs across Britain. Under the agreement, India's average tariff on British goods will fall from 15% to 3%, while the UK will reduce duties on Indian textiles, jewellery, footwear, and seafood. India, in turn, will ease import restrictions on Scotch whisky, luxury cars, medical devices, and cosmetics.